it's hard with a loss like that. You know, the season comes to an abrupt end so quick. But, you know, I think just any kind of playoff experience helps, especially just a big game atmosphere, big type of great electricity in the air. And it's going to be a little different. Obviously, we're not at home this time, but same type of atmosphere surrounding the game, I'm sure. And with the whole Packers-Bears rivalry thing, I think it's just gives you a little more game experience in big type of situations like that. We feel like, you know, we feel comfortable on the road. We feel comfortable wherever we are. We love playing at Lambeau, but we knew get into the playoffs that that wasn't going to happen. You know, we knew that last home game against Chicago was the last one of the year here. But we feel like we feel really confident going on the road. We feel like you always talk about, you know, if you only have the guys that are with you on the sideline. But what's great about Packer fans, they travel everywhere. We had a ton of them in Atlanta. I'm sure a lot of them are going to be trying to get to Chicago, but we're confident on the road. We know that you have to, you kind of got to control the momentum of the game. You know, you have to try to take the crowd out of it, and that'll be a huge factor this coming Sunday.
In terms of guys that you see that are dangerous in space, where do you think Devin Hester, whether as a returner or as a wide receiver, where do you think he ranks on?
He's right at the top of the list, I'd say for sure. He can do everything. You know, once he gets the ball in his hands, he's tough to stop, tough to get down. He does a great job of, especially returning punts. When he gets the ball, he might make a few moves, make the first guy miss, and then he's going to get vertical quick. And when a guy does that, as you've seen against us, he got one earlier this year on us, they can crease you pretty quick, and he can get in the end zone fast.
AJ, what do you think it'll be like playing a team for the third time in one season?
It'll be good. That's why I think it's going to be a great matchup, just because there's no secrets. You know, they're not going to do anything new, probably. We're probably not going to do anything new. This is just, it's going to be football. It's going to be up to the guys in the field, I think. I think coaches can sit back and sometimes try to complicate things and come up with new schemes and crazy situations. But when it comes down to it, the guys in the field that are playing the game. And for us, we know each other so well that it's fun. It's football, you know. This is how it should be. In Chicago, cold weather game, big rivalry. It's going to be a good one.
Why do you think the Bears defense gets more press than your guys?
Do they?
Nationally.
I don't know. That's a good question. They deserve it. They've been doing it for a long time, I think. They've been a really solid defense for many years, and I think they've had some guys there for a while that have really been producing and playing well. So if they're getting more national attention, whatever, that's fine. That's okay with us. They can have it. We'll be fine with the guys we have here. But I give them a lot of credit. Their whole team, I love how they play. I respect how they play. And that's what I think. I'm sure the networks aren't too upset that it's Packers-Bears in the NFC Championship game.
How does the Bears-Packers rivalry compare to Ohio State, Michigan?
It's pretty similar, to tell you the truth. When I first got here, I noticed that the feeling throughout the week of each time we played the Bears was really how it was when we were playing Michigan, you know. Even growing up in Ohio, being around the game before I was even in college, you know, middle school, high school, just the feel you kind of have around town is kind of the same thing. And this one's obviously amped up a little bit more being a championship game.
I know he plays a different position, but how do you think Tremont Williams has improved, undrafted free agent, and he replaced Dale Harris, some people think Pro Bowl level. What have you seen from him, either practice-wise, film, work ethic, anything like that?
I mean, it's everything with Tremont. I think everything he's done, you know, every good thing that's happened to Tremont on the field and all the plays he's making, he deserves. You know, he's done everything. I've never really been around probably a better teammate than a guy like Tremont. He's awesome. I love how he prepares. He does everything right, you know. There's a reason he's making huge plays, because he lives the right way. He prepares right. He's just doing everything the way you should be, I think. And he's a great, has crazy amounts of talent, but, you know, he's doing the work to get the best out of it, I think.
You say you were thrilled about not playing that opener at Philadelphia. After that, your name was kind of coming up in the trade rooms or whatever. Did you ever stop to consider that you might not be finishing the season here?
No, I never really did, just because if that happened for some reason, if they wanted to get me out of here, then they would. I couldn't change it, you know. All I could do was go in there, when I'm on the field, you know, try to make things happen. So I never really, I don't like to sit back and think about what could happen. they could decide in 2 minutes that they don't want me here anymore and I'm out. So I can't sit back and worry about things like that. But having a good time, you know, right now, though.
Is this the most multiple use of tight ends in different groupings with the three of them that you see? And why is that been effective for them, do you think?
Well, you know, I don't think they have a fullback on the roster right now, so that's a reason they're using multiple tight ends. I think they like to use them as fullbacks, but, you know, it's the Bears. They want to run the ball. They want to be physical, and they are. And that's a way to do that is to put more big guys on the field, and that's what they're doing. So I would think, yeah, they use their tight ends really well. They're not only good blockers, but they also can catch touchdowns, as you saw yesterday with Greg Olsen had a big day.
AJ, Jay Cutler has played well despite many doubters out there. What do you see from him now? You guys have always had a perception of him. I'm sure you played him so many times. What do you see from him now?
I mean, I think he's the type of guy that guy, his teammates, I can tell. I think they love him having a guy like Jay Cutler because he brings a lot of energy and big play capability to the field. And I think he's done a really good job all year of kind of capitalizing on the defense's mistakes that are made against him and what he can do. And he seems like he just has great command of the offense, great command of the game. And that's what you want out of a quarterback. And he obviously, everyone knows he has a huge arm and can make all the throws, but I think he's really, whoever he's working with over there, I think they're doing a great job. And he's, you know, just growing into being a good quarterback.
AJ, NFC Championship trophy named after former Bears coach George Halas. Would it be any sweeter to win that trophy against his old team?
It doesn't matter whose name is on it, I guess. We'd like to have it, but when it comes down to it, that's not really our goal. We want to win the game, but the NFC Championship trophy is not really not the end for us. That's not the only thing we're looking at.
AJ, you said, you know, both teams know each other and they can't really fool each other, but doesn't Capers come up with some things each time, like in the second Bears game versus the first Bears game, that were different that you guys did, or did you just do things better?
It's a combination of everything. Every game is separate from the other ones, I think, but yeah, you know, as a defensive guy, you know, Coach Capers right now is sitting up there, you know, drawing up different schemes of what to do and how to attack their offense. But, you know, when you come down to it, teams aren't going to change as a whole. Our core, what we do as a core, you know, offense, defense, special teams, it's not changing, you know. We're gonna stick to who we are. They're going to stick to who they are. And there's obviously little things thrown in here or there, but for the most part, we're gonna stay the course.
There's a lot of talk going in that last Bears game about whether they play their starters, whether they this or that. Was there any feeling from you guys that they played it vanilla, or was it just a typical Bears offense? Was everything that you guys figured it was going to be?
At least from our standpoint, it looked pretty much the same. I don't know what they would say about it, but we felt like they had their normal game plan in. Obviously, I think going in, both teams had different motivations. They already knew, I think, they had the first round bye and everything, and we needed to win to get in. So their mindset might have been a little different than ours going into that game, but it led us to here. I'm sure they probably had an idea, you know, if we got in it, we'd probably be facing them again in the NFC Championship. They thought there's a decent chance of that happening.
How much of a challenge does that field present just in terms of
play? The field there is always, you never really know what you're going to get. It's kind of depends. The weather obviously will have a little bit of an impact on it, but it's something we've been there enough times, I think most of the guys in this team, that we'll figure out. Both teams are playing on the same field, so it's not like anyone's going to have an advantage.
You're a 3-point favorite in this game. Do you prefer it that you're an underdog like you were in the last two games you played?
It doesn't really matter to us, honestly. I didn't know that we were underdogs the last two. I didn't realize we were a favorite for this one. You know, whoever's making up those lines or doing whatever. The good thing is it doesn't really have an impact on our team, what we're going to do. But that's good. We'll take it either way. We're going to go out there and do our job.